This is Wade Ratzke with the Chief Organizer Report on supporting grassroots struggles over immigration. In the wake of the Trump-Ryan debacle of play-pretend health care reform, the Republican gunfighters of the circular firing squad are now talking tax reform, debt ceilings, and other intricate problems that will confuse the living bejesus out of the American people. Oh, and of course, in the current mess, it's easy to forget the other mess that is still front and center since the inauguration, but is now framed in bans, extreme vetting, dropping foreign student applications, canceled school trips to the U.S. from Canada and other countries for fear of border problems, reduction in stalled business investment in Mexico, and all manner of very personal trauma and uncertainty in communities all around the country, and of course, the president's big, beautiful wall. Yes, we're talking about immigration. For all of us keeping score, let's remember that the healthcare disaster is the second major domestic policy disaster of this new administration because immigration is at heart a local, not a foreign policy issue. Talking to Mireya Reith, the founder and executive director of the Arkansas United Community Coalitions recently on Wage World, was a constant reminder, if anyone needed one, that the fight for immigration reform and the life decisions that teeter on every twitch and tweet from the White House are daily dilemmas at the grassroots level of millions and millions in the United States now. Reith is based in Walmart and Tyson country in northwestern Arkansas, but with 7 support and information centers around Arkansas in places like McGehee, DeQueen, and Fort Smith, not to mention Little Rock, it's hard to get more grassroots in her operation. Reith worked heroically in the interview to keep her remarks positive, but it was a medal-winning effort because the stories were rending. For every school district she mentioned that was stepping up to support children afraid to go to school, the list was obscuring the silence from many, many more, as well as from the state itself, not to mention her story of some teachers telling children in their classrooms right after the election that they needed to leave the country and do so now. Whole families are retreating into the shadows now all over the country, and Reith and the United Community Coalition know their names in their communities. That part of her job is hard, but perhaps not as thankless as her reports of having recently been in Washington talking to her local and state congressional delegation about the continued need for immigration reform and the human faces of these issues in the community. Once again, Reith was relentlessly positive about the reception she received, including from Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton, who's been touted as something of a Trump whisperer in the early days of the administration. Cotton, whose raw ambition and extreme conservatism has him on many short lists on the right as a comer nationally, is also the architect of one of the most anti-immigration pieces of legislation introduced in the Senate. Not satisfied with drumbeating about undocumented immigration, his proposal is to reduce even legal immigration more than half and more than even the administration is proposing. Only 8 years ago, the fight was to get real immigration reform on President Obama's agenda in the first 100 days, which we lost. Now the fight is almost to keep so-called immigration reform off of the agenda for the first 200 days of this Congress, when most believe it is the only time the legislative window is open before midterm elections make most anything possible to pass. We have to hope that Reith's work and that of the Arkansas United Community Coalition and other grassroots pro-immigration groups around the country are successful in saving America's reputation and principles as an open and welcoming country to all. And we have to support their work as much as possible in these chaotic and dark times. This is Wade Ratzke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.